We are learning Krisis Davov, and we are starting from six lines from the top. Omale Rav Misharshia Libanei. Misharshia told his son, we're going further a little bit about Simonim. Misharshia told his son, Kibisu Lemezel Lemigmar Kami Rabcha. When you want to go learn by your Rebbe, Grusumi Kara Masnita, first learn the Mishnah well, Ad Ulu Kami Rabcha, and then go to your Rebbe, and after you have the Mishnah clear, you could discuss the Mishnah. And that's really where our Gemara comes from. So before you go to the Gemara, learn the Mishnah klar. Another thing, Pchesivu Kami Rabcha, when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, Chazi Lepumei de Rabcha, look at the mouth of your Rebbe. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu Einecha Royois Esmerecha, your eyes should see your Rebbe. And by looking at your Rebbe very well, you won't be Messiah Das, and you'll be able to concentrate better. You have to concentrate better, and that will help you learn better. V'chgrisu Shmaitzei, V'chgrisu Shmaitzei, we learn the Sugya, Grusa Amaya, when you're chazering over the Sugya, go to the water, and review the Sugya by the water, and that will help it be better. Why? Just like the water flows, the same thing, your Gemara, your Sugya will flow, and you remember it better. Akilki, another story he told his son who's going to learn, Akilki the Masa Machasya, it's better to hang around the garbage dumps of Masa Machasya, Vilaya Padne the Pumpadisa, and not by the palaces of Pumpadisa. Why? Because Pumpadisa, they ganovim, they steal, they're robbers, and you're not going to have any Yishuv Adas there. Another thing he told him, Tav Gilidno Sari Lamechel, it's good to eat a spoiled fish, which means close to being spoiled, Mekutra. Better than kutach, which is some kind of milky dish that's sharp. And it ruined, the rami keep it, it's so strong that it could crack stones, but such a geshmaka dish, still you should not eat it because it's not good for you. It's time to miss a life. These are the things he told them, you know, when the boy went to learn. One more Gemara for the Todat. It says that when Chana davened, Vatispal Chana Vatoima, Olatz Libi Bashem, Roma Karni Bashem. So Lashon is Rama Karni, my Karen should be uplifted, and Veloy Rama Pachi, and not a jug, it's just a Karen. What's the pshat? What does he mean by that? Because Dovah V'Shloima Shenimshchu, Dovah V'Shloima that they got smeared with Shem Mishcha that came out of a Karen, came out of a horn full of oil, Nimshchu Malchusam, that Malchus stayed forever. But Shaul V'Yehu Shenimshchu Menapach, they used a jug of oil, like Nimshchu Malchusam. Their malchus did not stay forever, and it stopped. Their children did not continue their malchus. So that's what they mean. Rama Karni, the Karen should be uplifted, because the Karen is a lashon of continuity. So the Gemara writes, it said in the Mishnah, one of the cases that Yechayev Karis, we just finished about Shem and Mishcha, now the next case in the Mishnah was a Mafate Mesakteris, someone who makes Kateris with the same recipe as the Beis Hamikdash, she is Chayev Karis. Tana Rabbanan, Mafate Mesakteris, Lumid Bay. If you just make the Kateris, you grind and mix the Kateris just to learn Oyla Mesha Tzibor, to give it over to the Tzibor, Pati, not Chayev Karis. Lahariach Ba, but if you did it to smell, to enjoy, then you're Chayev Karis. Vamariach Ba, but the Kateris of Tzibor that you smell, you're Potter. This is the difference in this and Shem and Mishcha. Shem and Mishcha, that's for Asa Maisha, if you're not from Yechayev Karis. Here, the Mariach Ba is Potter. Ela Shemal, but there is Me'ila from smelling it. If you smell Maisha, you know, Maisha, the Beis HaMikdash is Ketiris, there is Me'ila. Pray to Gemara, Me'ika Me'ila Be'Re'ach, is there Me'ila by smelling something? Vam Ram Shem Be'Paz, Yoram Shem Alevi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Koyl, listening to Klishir of the Beis HaMikdash, or Mare, or looking at the beauty of the Heichel, or Reyach, which is the Ketiris, ain't Be'am Shemila. None of these things have Me'ila. I guess all these things are not Yesh Be'am, there's no Me'ila. So how can you say there's Me'ila over here? So my answer is, no, not so Pashut. When Bar Kapara said there's no Hana, there's no Me'ila by Reyach HaKetiris, that's Dafka Reyach L'Achash Talim Tim Rasai. It's only after it was burnt up and the smoke was coming up, you're smelling the smoke, that's no problem. Ain't Be'am Shemila, why? Because someone who's done the mitzvah, there's no Me'ila. But before that, of course, there is Me'ila, and because smelling is like similar to Achila. So I guess, and therefore, as long as the mitzvah was not done, it wasn't burnt yet, there is a problem of Reach, and there is a problem of Me'ila. There is a problem of Me'ila. Just the only time there's no Me'ila is only after the mitzvah is done. Only after the mitzvah is done, then there's Me'ila. Sagt die Gemara weiter. And it comes out that the koil umara, that there's no meila at all. Listening to the cliche or looking at something, there's no meila at all. But reyach, there is meila. The only reason there's no meila here is because the mitzvah was done. Right, the Gemara, that's the aside, that some, if the mitzvah is done, there is no meila. I'm alive. Atchumah sadasha, the nasis mitzvah samayilam, but atchumah sadasha, we know there is meila, even though it was already burnt up and I already took it off the mizbeach. So the nasis mitzvah says, what's the meila? Zach the Gemara, no, because we had to have atchumah sadasha v'dekuna. Shtek suvan kechad, v'chol shtek suvan kechad, eim alamdim. Tumas Desh and Vidikuna is my first apostle, Xeris Akasav, even though the mitzvah was done already, still there is a dimila. I learn out from there. No, there's two ksuvim, since it says both these psukim, so if you can learn out from it, just say one of them. Since the Torah had to say both, Vidikuna and Tumas Desh, it must be you cannot learn out from there, and everywhere else, if it's Nasa mitzvah, so there is no mi'ila. So as Mahoni Chalarabbanon, that hold that Big De Kahuna, Takam, even after the mitzvah, there's me'ila. Ella, the Rav Daisa, Mayak, they were going to say, now what's the Rabbanon and Rav Daisa? The time, with the Nebraisa, talking about the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, it says, after he finishes with it, it says, Vanicham Sham. So the Tanakhama says, Melameid Shetun Gniza. You have to put it away, it's Osabana. Rav Daisa, I'm like, Kasherim Hain, what Vanicham Sham means is Osab Gniza. Rav Daisa says, no, Kasherim Hain, Lekohen Hadid. It's kosher for coin hedge, really, for the rest of the year. Ma tam alayim nicham sham. What is it? I have nicham sham. So I stamish bam yom kum racha. A coin gold is not used for different yom kippur. So it comes out, fear of daisa, there's no two ksuvim that say that nasa mitzvasai. There's an iser mi'ila. It's only one, only between mitzvasai. Because big dikuna taka is mutter. There's no iser mi'ila. So tomorrow, fear of daisa, we have a different pasuk. Mishum to have a chumus dasha, ve egla arufa, steak suvim bam ke'echad. You have Tumas Deshan and Egla Rufa. Allah is Egla Rufa. You don't have to attach. Egla Rufa comes when you have a suffix who murdered someone. So you have the two cities, whichever one's closer, brings the Egla Rufa and they chop off the head of the Egla of the calf. And it's still Asabano, even though they did the mitzvah already. So it's two ksuvim. You have Tumas Deshan and Egla Rufa. Both these places, even though you did the mitzvah, still me'ila. And Sheikh Sumban Kechad, Chal Sheikh Sumbacharim Alamdim. So the Gemara Tumas Deshan Mahi, where's the makar for Tumas Deshan? The Tanya Lutan Abraisa. But some I eat some mizbeach. You take a Tumas Deshan and you put it on Sarah mizbeach. Malamed Shaton Geniza. You see from there, and these Geniza is also Bahana. We learned it at the end of Mesechta's Tamura actually. Egla Arufa Mahi. What's Egla Arufa? Where do you see there? That's also Bahana. The Tanya Lutan Abraisa of Orfu Shom is the Egla Banachal. It says Shom, Orfu Shom, Shom Tehei Kivura. So right there should be its Kivura. So you see, it's Osir Bahana. Zogt, and even after the mitzvah was done. What do you do? If you hold the emalamdim, what do you do? So here, everyone will agree in emalamdim. Hacha, vada emalamdim. Why? Meshum, the ksiva trei miyuti. Both psukim have a miyut. To say that only these are exclusive to this halacha, that's the ismailo, even after he did the mitzvah. But shumas sadashan ksiv had, it says, only this, only the deshan. It says, I guess it says v'heirim es ha'deshan, and megla arufa k'siv ha'arufa. It says ha'arufa. He in midrachin aloi. Nothing else. Only egla ha'arufa. Nothing else. Only. So only those two things have this din of. That even though you did the mitzvah, still me'ilah, but you can't learn out from it. Even if you hold melamdim, these two have mi'utim, and therefore you can't learn out from these two things. So the Gemara Vaita, the next Gemara will sound familiar for people who say every day, Pitam HaKetaris. So the Gemara Vaita, Tan Rabbanan. This is the how you prepare HaKetaris and which spices you use. Pitam HaKetaris, Hatzari, Batsipurin, Achelbuna, Valavoyna. These four spices called Tzari, Tzipurin, Achelbuna, Valavoyna. The different type of spices. The weights are Mishkal, Shivim, Shivim Mana. That's 70 Mana, that's the weight. Mar, Uketzia, the more spices. Shebeles Nerd, the Karkoim. This is Mishkal, Shisha Asa, Shisha Mana. These are 16 Mana apiece. Hakoisht, which is a different spice, that is Shneim Asa, 12 Mana. Kilufa is Shloisha, and Kinamoin, which might be cinnamon, is tisha, which comes out altogether, if you count it up, to 368 mon. So that's all the spices. That's the 11 spices. It's sari, tzipar, nechalbuna, alvayna, mar, ketzia, shbeosner, karkom, koisht, kilufa, and kinomen. 11 spices. It's 11 spices. Baris kashina, tisha kavin. Baris kashina sounds like a type of soap. They used it to clean something. We'll see soon. Tisha kavin was 9 kavin. Yain kafrisim, a certain type of wine from a kafrisim, from a certain type of plant. It's not wine from grapes. It's in klas v'kavin klas. 3 saw and 3 kavin. Mainly yain kafrisim, if you don't have any wine from a kafris tree, maybe chamer chivarian atik. You bring old white wine. And then you also bring melach sedaimis, a certain type of salt, roiva, and mala oshon, something makes make up, smoke go up, kosher, a little bit. They brought certain grass that grows next to the yarden, also kosher. You put in the kateris honey, pasla, pasla, because the Torah says you have to put dvash or sa'ar in the Beis Mikdash. You're missing any of these samanim, chai misa. And Rashi learns, it means dafka or Yom Kippur, you're missing any of these samanim. You bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim, it comes out, it's chulim ba'azara. A lot of other Rishonim learn that it's all year round, you're missing any of the samanim, still it's chai misa. And it's negei ha'yoyim, some people are knowing not to say pitimak, it's brought down in halacha, not to say pitimak taris b'heart, because im chisa achas b'chol samaneha, yichai misa. Sorry, what's sorry? Now we'll explain, we'll go through the things, we'll explain some of them. What's sorry? Sorry, it's sap that drips off the branches of the ketof tree. Boris kashina, what do you use with the soap for? Shoshafen ba saparin. There's one of those spices we have before, it's called saparin. It was very smooth, but it was black, it was a little dirty. So you used to use the soap to scrub off the tzipayrin. They say, no, it should be nice. What do you use yen kafrisim for? So shoyim by tzipayrin. You soak the tzipayrin, they should azah. So it should be very strong. The smell should be strong. And the Gemara says, well, like meriglayim yafam la. Really, meriglayim is good for tzipayrin to make it sharp. But, el she'im achlisim meriglayim lemikdash, you don't bring in meriglayim into the mikdash because not kovedik to bring meriglayim into the Beis Mikdash. Now, it sounds like they create the keteris in the Beis Mikdash because it says you shouldn't bring meriglayim, you shouldn't bring urine into the Beis Mikdash. So, m'siyeh le'beis yivachanina, it's a raya to b'yeis yivachanina. The Omar, he says, he dashes the pasuk says, kodeshi kodeshi lechem, Kol maaseha lo yu el v'kodesh. Learn from there, all the ma'asim of the keteris should only be done in the azara. So it's a raya to that man, the Omar, to raise v'chininim, because you see how makbid they were not to bring meriglayim in. So you see it was done in the kodesh. Now the Gemara asks Akasha or Rabbi Yisrael v'chininim. Mainly, we learned to the Mishnah. This Mishnah precedes the Mishnayis that we had in Temura a few times, where someone's makas all his nechasim, and unless he has behemoth zchar, it goes to oilet through on the yama. It's in those Mishnayis. It's in Mishnah Shkal. So the Mishnah says a makas nechasim. If someone's makas all his nechasim, all his possessions to bedek abayis, certain things are royal kavanah siba. Now this is different. This you can't sell to someone for. You know, to bring as a carbon yachol. We're talking about something that only can be used for a carbon tzibur. And we'll see what that is. And there, the only eitzah is, you need a new eitzah. Because you have to, once it only belongs to the tzibur, you have to make it work out somehow. What do? You nosnu l'umnim v'schara. Since you makas to shit the bedek abayis, and it's stuff that's only ruin l'tzibur, what they do is, they give it to the umnim, and they pay the umnim in the Beis HaMikdash with the schar. So Gemara is going to explain this a little bit. Hani dvarim haru'uyim ma'iniyu. What does it mean that ru'uyim l'karvan tziva? Ibehem echaya tonilei. That the Mishnah says later on. That's royal yachid. You sell that to yachid and the money goes to hektish. Ilyen in Shemana Masa says also tonilei. It says also the Mishnah there. That also is royal for karvan yachid, karvan for nesachin. Ella, what are we talking about? Kateris. We're talking about Keteris. And it seems like the guy had Keteris in his house. He made Keteris. Now the only thing it's ready for is Vetzibur. So the only Eitz is to give it to the Umnim, Beschara. So what do you see? You see from here that you could produce Keteris out of the Beis Mikdash in your own house. So to Gemara, Amar Rav Yeshaya. You know what type of Keteris we're talking about? Hayland of Keteris. But Oysa, it's the Keteris that was left over at the end of the year. They used to give 300 and 50, 368 of 368 mana they used to make the Keteris, and they gave it to the Beis Hamikdash, and three were extra. It was only 365 days a year, and three were extra. We'll see more later on about that. So those three extra, you can't use for next year. Why not? Because it has to be used from this year's Machzah Shekel. And that's where they bought these Keteris from, with that money. For next year, it has to be next Machzah Shekel. So what do we do with this three extra mana of Keteris? What do you do with it? So I will explain. The Tanakh to the Mishnah, Moisa HaKeteris, the extra Keteris, Maha Ya'oisim Ba, what do they do with it? So they do it like this. So in Mafrishin, they took money from the Chumas HaLishka, and that was going to be the Schar Umnim. That's going to be the money for the Umnim who work in the Beis HaMikdash, that fix the Beis HaMikdash. And what they do is, Mechal HaMoisa, they take the Moisa HaKeteris, and Mechal on this money. The money really belongs to the Umnim, but they take the Keteris and Mechal it on the money, so it means that the money now has the Kedusha, and the Mechal HaMoisa Umnim, and the Keteris is Chulin. The Noisa Noisa, they take the Keteris down, they give it to Umnim and Scherim, they give it now to the Umnim instead of the money. And then they take money from the new Truma, from this year's Truma, V'choizim V'loichim Oisa, from this year's Machzah Shekel, they buy back the Keteris. It comes in now, the Keteris is bought from this year's Machzah Shekel. So Rav Aisha is saying that this is the type of Keteris that the Mishnah is talking about, Dvamaril and Kamana Sivu. It's one of the Umnim. They had, before they had a chance to get bought back from the Beis HaMikdash, before they bought it back from them, the Umnim had Keteris, which is technically Kulim. But where was Keteris made? Keteris made in the Beis HaMikdash. Just they had it in their possession because they got paid with that. And then they went ahead and knocked this all in the chasim. That would be a case of Dvar Maruil and Tzibur. Masko of Yosef doesn't like this pshat in the Mishnah. Because Havakulo Moisra, anytime there's a Moisra from last year, Tani, the Mishnah teaches us that the Gizbari Ahekdesh, Choyzir Veloich Moisra, Mechuma Chadasha. Vahacha, like Tani, here it doesn't say that. So it doesn't say the whole production that they buy it back with Chumah Chadasha. It just says give it to the Umnim. It doesn't sound like we're talking about that. It doesn't say that Chayiz Maloichim with Chumah Chadasha. It doesn't sound like that Mishnah in Shkalim is talking about this case where you had extra Keteris. Elam Rav Yosef, a new pshat. You know what Dvar Maruil and Tzibur means? It was not, you didn't make the Keteris yet. It was Ba'achas Misamani HaKeteris. It was one of the spices of Keteris that was in your possession. And that's called Dava Reile Kabana Siva because it could be put with the other Samanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, what they do is they give it to the Umnim. They give it to the Umnim because they have to keep it in the Beis HaMikdash in the Tzibur. So therefore, they keep it with the Umnim. That's the Mishnah saying. And we're answering now that, of course, he didn't make the Keteris. So one spice from the Keteris. Therefore, it's not a kasha on Rav Yosi, Rav Kinnis. It's not a kasha on him. It's not a kashdim. The case of Chayiz V'Loichim, that's talking about where you have Keteris Gemura. But here you don't have Keteris Gemura, and therefore that's the case where you just give it to the Umnim. One more Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, HaKeteris HaSenasis Shloish Meyais V'Shishim U'Shmoyne Mana. It was 368 mana. Shloish Meyais V'Shishim V'Chamisha K'neged Yemei Sechama, 365 K'neged the days of the year, Yemei Sechama, connected to the days of the year, even though it comes out that they had extra some years, but that make it that meant they made it a little more. Therefore, they had extra for the years that they were going to make, that the years that are shanam u'bera, so ibayah, they used the extra for that. That's why they made the years of Yom Yisachama, which is 365 days. And they had three extra for Yom Kippur. Let's see in the bright. So for Yom Kippur. So out of that three, he took one out of three to Frektarius on Yom Kippur. Vashar, of those three manim, nitnis l'umam v'scharon. We just said this before. Moisa Keteris my oisim, what do they do with it? Mafrishin schar umnim, the mafrish the schar of the umnim, the money, and mechal moisa, the Keteris the mechal on that money, and moisa umnim. And you give it to the Uman v'schar, and then you buy it back from them mechuma chadasha. And then it comes out, the Keteris is from the chuma chadasha. So coming out, bottom line is, fear of Yosef Rechnina, you do make Keteris inside the Beis HaMikdash, And the case of Ru'uyim 4 is one of the spices. And anything that was Kaddish already, the only way to get it out is by doing a switch. They paid it and then they buy it back with the Truma HaKadoshah.